Thompson Court.
We're here with Larry Harvey, the managing director and toilet czar of Burning Man, asking him how we at Radio Valencia can not find ourselves having the same pitfalls in our community radio station that he's had managing the largest police presence in any city in North America. Larry, what do you have to say about...
Burning Man's famous because we've never attributed meaning to him. And that's done on purpose. If you're in an environment where you reverse the process of expectation and you're projecting, you're making the show... And you're projecting your vision. Now, I like to say that visions are things that are not defined. The light falls upon them. They're defined by the light that radiates out of them. The Dabbers and the mystic know this truth. So we've never attributed meaning to the man. He's blank. His face is literally a blank Shoji-like screen. And the idea is, of course, that you have to project that onto him. You're responsible for the spectacle.
1263 clear. 1121 clear.
Does anybody have any questions?
2054 clear. 1B1 stand by.
1220 roger.
Imagine that you were put upon a desert plain, a space which in itself is so vast and blank that only your initiative can make of it a place. Imagine it's swept by fearsome winds and scorching temperatures. And only by your effort can you make of it a home. Imagine you're surrounded by thousands of other people, that together you form a city, and that within this teeming city there is nothing that's for sale.
1B1, okay, 7.
These challenging conditions represent the chief appeal of our utopian experiment. Black Rock City has grown from a hamlet of 80 people into a 5-square-mile civic entity, complete with a fire department, 2 daily newspapers, over 20 radio stations, a department of public works.
2054 clear, 1B1, stand by.
Thank you, Larry, for your pearl of wisdom there. You know, when you have a way of, you can't... Well, anyhow, enough of that. Now some of this.
Everybody wants to... Style can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler. A wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Can't take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Lifetime. Living among bugs, I have learned.
Hello.
San Francisco. What's up? This is Rocker Smooth. Welcome to the balcony on the fly show. I thought I had a guest, and it's actually my screw up. I don't think he's supposed to come in. But anyway, so I put together a little playlist. No big theme today. We're just going to play some music. A little bit of hip hop, a little bit of rock and roll, a little funk, a little soul, a little groove. So I'm glad you're with me. And my guest from last week, Jeff B., our show was not able to go out on the air, unfortunately. But we're going to rebroadcast that show in a couple of weeks. So let's get right into it. Let's see if this one works. Our officially unofficial theme song by John Conley, by 24/7 Spies. This is John Conley's Theory. You guys have a good one. Check it out. We'll be right back here at the balcony.
Make one dream come true. You don't really live
summer never ends. One summer never ends.
DJ in last week, Jeff B. He'll be here in a couple weeks. And we went off a questionnaire, and one of them was like, what was your favorite cover song? And I actually played the Foo Fighters, Have a Cigar. And there were so many on the list, like the Bangles, Hazy Shade of Winter by Paul Simon, or this one I'm going to play now, which is the Melvins, Going Blind, or actually Going Blind, G-O-I-N, apostrophe, blind. It's originally a Kiss song. It's on the Melvins album, Houdini. And I think Going Blind's on Destroyer by Kiss. I didn't look it up. Like I said, the show's on the fly. That's the name of the playlist, On the Fly today. But I really like this cover song a lot because they kind of slow it down, which is what they're known for. But yeah, check this out. This is Going Blind by the Melvins. Thank you. tops, that is about a 93-year-old man. 93. Trying to hook up with a 16-year-old. Oh, the 70s. They probably never even listened to the lyrics. Like, they were just like, wow, this is a really slow Kiss song. But that's a really good cover by the Melvins. All right, that was off the album Houdini. Next one is, this is actually a Mother Love Bone song, but covered by Pearl Jam. Andrew Wood, the lead singer of Mother Love Bone, passed away early, and then that's what the Temple of the Dog record is all about, the tribute to Andrew Wood. But then the two guitar players, Stone Gossett and Mike McCready, who were the guitar players from Mother Love Bone, became Pearl Jam. So this is Pearl Jam singing the Mother Love Bone hit single, Crown of Thorns. And I think this is on, I looked it up, it might be on multiple Pearl Jam records. I think the first one was Pearl Jam 20. It's Crown of Thorns, check it out. I'm Actually, I played two covers there, Going Blind and Crown of Thorns. All right, I'm going to play one. This is off the soundtrack to the movie Electric Dreams. Yes, I went back there. This is Together in Electric Dreams by Phil Oakley and Giorgio Moroder. FM. If you're listening on or if you're watching online, you can always hit that PayPal button on the bottom right. We always need help with our lights and toilet paper. They cost money. Help support your free-form community radio station, please. Coming up next, guys, we got Let's do a little remembrance. I'm such a Taylor Hawkins fan, and I like the Foo Fighters' new drummer so much, Greg Fries. But let's go back a little bit. We're going to hear two songs, but not consecutively on the plate. They're both real short. But this is Taylor Hawkins and the Coattail Riders, his other band. They have one album that's called Get That Cash. I love that name. This one's called Red Light Ridge is the name of the record. And the song is called Not Bad Luck. Check it out. To my head, and it's such a good song, and it was on the coffee shop yesterday too. This is Glory Box by Portishead off Dummy.
Mm-hmm. Michael Portis head with Glory Box off dummy. All right, I got two new rock gems for you. Oh, made a little pun there, rock gems, because this is the Blue Stones, my favorite duo from Winnipeg, Canada. This is not off a record yet. The record has not been released, or the title of the record, actually. Hopefully it's clever. Song is called Killbox. I like this a lot. I also like the one after. It's called Your Master. They're both good, but I really like the first one a lot. Check them out. Remember, this is just two dudes playing. It's a drummer and a bassist. Oh, I'm sorry. That's Royal Blood. This is a drummer and a guitar player. I like it a lot. Here it comes. Oh, wow, that's a new one. Two new ones from the Blue Stones, Killbox and Your Master. Can't wait till that record drops. And if you want to hear some more Blue Stones, go check out their other album. The first one I discovered is called Hidden Gems. Really, really good record. All right, we're going to play a little, not too rocking song, but one of my favorites. I just discovered this one, too. This is off the Christine soundtrack, but it's also on the album TNT, standing for Tanya Tucker. And the song is a Buddy Holly cover called Not Fade Away. Fade Away. All right, one of my newer favorite 20 years old, probably, for me. I mean, you know, I'm late catching on to everything. This is the